you would have one office issuing a warning, one office not issuing the warning, even though the same storm system was impacting both offices. And so the main driver of this change was to create criteria based on things like topography and how frequent heavy snow events occur in an area, to use more of a scientific basis rather than, you know, a forecaster judgment, because we would get these patchwork maps of winter storm watches and warnings and advisories and things like that. So now we're hoping, and this is the first year we're doing it, so we still have to see how it goes, but we're hoping that this results in a more consistent warning map and message, you know, for the same storm system.